In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a great blessing and an honor to be here with you, sharing the word and the faith and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am Father Aaron Lopez from Tierra Sonera, Mexico. This is a border town connected with Eagle Pass, Texas, in the United States. I consider a great blessing living in a border because it's a sign of the presence of the Lord, calling us to be one in Him, in our Lord Jesus Christ. In the second reading, the Apostle Paul is telling us to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. St. Paul is also encouraging us to put on the full armor of God and take up the shield of faith. And that's exactly what I did today. When I was invited to preach in another language that is not mine, for the first time in New York, I was full of fear and nervous, but He has promised that He will be always with us. And today, I overcame this challenge, and I'm enjoying this beautiful blessing for being here with you all. Today's gospel message, according to St. John, is about those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Accepting Jesus' body and His blood leads us to forgiveness. Are you willing to forgive those who hurt you once or twice, or even forgiving yourself? I know it's not easy to forgive, because every time we remember what they did to us, it still hurts in our heart. We must know who we abide in through forgiving others. When we forgive, we get the peace we deserve. We attend church every Sunday not only to listen, but also to learn, to accept, and to put into practice His word. We are called to live in communion with others, and for this to be possible, we must abide in Christ and love one another, regardless of race or social class. We know that there are many needs between the rich and the poor, either physically or spiritually, and we, as children of God, must be willing to serve according to their needs. And it's not just about money or material stuff, but a simple word of faith, a simple word of love, or even offering or time. That is why we must take care of what we say and what we do wherever we are. If Christ is fully enough, we must show it through our eyes and our lifestyle, in order to nourish the spirit of those around us. And you may ask, but Father, how can I nourish their spirit? Well, it's easy. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Our testimony is very important. It's very important. That is why, brothers and sisters in Christ, that's why we need to decrease for Him to increase in us. In that way, we will get closer to His presence, to become all what He wants us to be. In that way, we can reach the blessing He has for us. His word is the bread of life. His word is the path He has chosen for us. So let this time get close to Him, and He will grant you the spiritual riches He has for us. The journey is arduous at times, and we are weak. But He is always ready to strengthen us and to fill us with His love. Let God take control of our lives. We will work on the ordinary, and He will do the extraordinary. I think not having witnesses of the many, many blessings He has poured in our life. As is His hand, which is generous and provides everything I need in my ministry, even now that I'm here in New York. I do assist Father Miguel, who is actually a psychologist, and his wife, Reverend Maria Elena, who has a master's degree in education in the USA. Padre Miguel is the rector from both churches, the Good Shepherd and the Resurrection. We have many programs in the community of Sierras Negras, and we spread the gospel in many, many ways, such as sharing food with migrants, vacation Bible school, which is attended by over 300 children and also their mother, where we learn, we play, and we share together God's Word, having fun during 1 week. We also have Thanksgiving Day, where we invite the whole community of Sierras Negras, and many, many people attend to this event. We pray for them, we bless, and feed them with the traditional turkey plate, turkey meal. As many other programs, where our first object is to be a big help in their life according to their needs. Everything with God's help. One of the parish programs I work on, which I love, is called Nourishing Children's Body and Spirit. 30 to 50 children attend this program every Tuesday. Our church is located in a sector that lacks many resources, such as food and clothing. And many of the children do not receive the love they should at home, which makes the love they receive at church all the more important and sacred. I've been working with them for more than 5 years, so I already know each of them, and they know me. And every Tuesday that I go to the Resurrection, as soon as they see my car, they with excitement start shooting, "Oh, Father's here, Father's here!" And all of them start chasing my car till I arrive to the church. I see them physically and spiritually. We pray and we play together, which makes me get to know their own personalities, but also reveal their emotional needs. We have been called to serve and to be a blessing for each other. For me, it's very important to be a part of their life and make a difference in comparison to their lifestyle. When they are grown up, it will make me very happy to know that at least their life will change with God's help. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap harvest if we don't give up. We serve a faithful and rewarding God. Amen.